Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jamirica. May I please have your zip code?
85029.
Your first and last name?
UCR Visa.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
13415 North 37th Drive.
Thank you. And I do see that you order our skin serum and our eye serum back on October the 30th, 2020, during a 14-day trial period. And I also see that you call in today.
Thought it was 18 days.
No, ma'am, 14 days only.
Okay,
so
I do see. Because I don't want to be charged the $99. So what do I need to do?
I could get this account canceled for you, but unfortunately, I'm unable to refund back any money because these charges are valid.
So you're going to do what? I don't understand you.
I can get your account canceled for you, but unfortunately, I'm not able to refund back
any
money.
Is there a number for them?
Ma'am.
Because I called once before and I got disconnected.
Yes, ma'am. Was you being transferred to a supervisor?
Yes.
Okay, I can get you back over there to our supervisor.
Well, is there a number I can call to find out about this?
This is the number. We could assist you with whatever you need. This account, I did get this account canceled for you, but like I stated before, we are unable to refund back any money because these charges are valid.
Well, I don't want the product and I don't want the charges.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you cannot return the products back.
We just need to cancel the account, or what do we need to do?
Yes, ma'am. Cancel the account. I got the account canceled for you already.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but I will not be refunding back any money.
It says 18 days, 10 to 8 days shipping days.
It was 14 days.
Okay, well, it says 18 on your website.
Yes, ma'am. We can go on the website together now if you want. It only say 14 days.
Okay, where do I go?
You want the website?
Uh-huh.
It's called earlyskincare.com/skin. And the other one is called earlyskincare.com/i.
Okay. Well, the one that was sent to me now says 18 days.
It's only 14 days.
Well, can't you just take it off?
No, ma'am.
No,
ma'am, because everything has already been processed.
Well, you can unprocess it.
Unfortunately, I cannot.
Well, I didn't authorize the $99 payment.
Yes, ma'am. Once you placed that order and agreed to the terms, you gave us permission.
Well, where did I agree to the terms?
In order to place the order, you do have to check that box, you know, agree to the terms and conditions, and that's what you did. Because the only way for the order to even be placed is if you agree to those terms. Did you even read the terms?
Probably not.
Yes, ma'am, because in the terms, they did state it in there.
I probably just saw the trial period, and I ordered the trial item.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, I just don't. I want that $99 taken off because I didn't order that.
Yes, ma'am. We cannot refund any money because those charges are valid.
Because you need it so badly, you have to charge it?
Ma'am? I can't hear you, ma'am.
I said you need the $99 so badly, you have to charge it?
The account has already been charged. And like I stated before, after those 14 days are over, we automatically charge you for those products if you don't call back into council. It's nothing I could do about it now because it has already been processed.
Okay, but I don't see 14 days.
The 14 days did start the day of the order.
And what if you didn't read the terms and conditions?
You know, it's just on your behalf because, you know, you should read any and everything anyways before you purchase anything.
Okay, well, there's not enough money in my account to cover that, so what are you going to do?
It's already been successful.
Okay, well, I'll call the bank and we'll get that reversed. Thank you.
I don't think that will be necessary. Let me check with my supervisor to see what we could do for you.
No, they will reverse it. They've done it before.
Yes, ma'am. Can I speak with my supervisor to see what we could do for you?
Sure. I'm trying to figure out what this fraudulent thing is.
You get that phone call?
Thank you for holding. What I could do for you is issue a 35% refund.
A what?
35% refund.
Okay.
And that total would be, hold on 1 second. I could issue you back $34.99.
Okay, that's something anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I issue this refund. And it usually takes between 3 to 5 business days to reappear back into the account.
Okay, well, I don't understand what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. It will go back into your account between 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Give me 1 second while I notate the account.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. I did send out a confirmation email to the email. Is it Larvis?
Okay.
OXCOX.net. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Man.